One of the things that, you know, I talked to the board and the community about was, if we really want to see significant change with our students, we need to empower our staff with the tools to make those changes possible.
Absolutely.
And so I went to the board and said, let's dedicate 1%. Mm-hmm. Just 1%. I mean, 1% of the school district budget dedicated to professional development from this point forward. And that's been the case ever since. And so the way that we look at professional development, it's actually a multi-layered approach to PD, because we know that different teachers are in different places and different mm-hmm. students and teachers have different needs. So it's this framework that we've used for a variety of different initiatives. And so again, we're implementing it this year with a set of initiatives that are linked to the vision portrait, but really using that framework of the multi-layered approach to PD.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my special guest today is Dr. Brett Geithman. Brett is the superintendent at Larkspur Corda Madera Elementary School District in Larkspur, California. And I got it, Brett.
You did get it. Yeah, it's a mouthful. Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, doing really well.
So tell us, what is going on in Larkspur?
You know, Larkspur is an exciting place to be. We're actually 8 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge. So we're kind of at like the epicenter of technology. So we have a lot going on, right? When you think about, you know, OpenAI in the city, Waymo, you know, you've got Google, Apple, everything is really in the Bay Area. And so a lot of our families, community members are really tied in with innovation and technology. And so, it's just an exciting place to be. So most recently, we embarked on a visioning process that took a little bit more than a year. And it was just really kind of like set that North Star for our district for the next decade or more to come.
Awesome. Awesome. So what was the impetus that started the vision process? Or was
there one? Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I think that the school district itself, this is my 9th year here as superintendent. Mm-hmm. And when I came in, the district had refreshed their strategic priorities. So they had the 6 strategic priorities, and they definitely tested well with our community and resonated with the aspirations for our school district. We had the pandemic, and actually Larkspur Corda Madera was one of the most successful when it comes to pandemic response. The Learning Policy Institute out of DC actually created a toolkit with us as the exemplar of how do you safely bring, we went back to school right away. We had all of our students back 5 days a week and just did it in a really, you know, safe, thoughtful way. And that really just took a lot of collaboration with our community, our teachers, our staff, our board. And we were really proud of that. And so coming out of the pandemic and kind of seeing how the landscape continues to change with education, we thought, you know, a few years after, why don't we embark on this visioning process and really have a very, like, I don't want to say, I guess, intense is probably the best word, an intense campaign to really gather as much stakeholder feedback and input as we can to ensure that our schools are representing what our community values and aspirations are. And so we started that in 2024, and it was board approved December of 2024. And then our strategic plan to follow was approved in June of 25. So this is really like the first year rollout of it.
Wow. Yeah. And so people know it is September 24th, 2025, because this will come out probably in November. So I always want to make sure people know that, you know, we're talking about this now, but you guys are going to be 2 months into it probably when it comes out, which is great. So can you give us like a framework of what it is and how you guys are plan on implementing it?
Absolutely. So the first stage was really identifying, you know, first stage was actually just a research stage. It was what framework fits well with us and aligns with research and priorities that we have within the district. So people are probably familiar with the graduate profile. I think that's kind of a common thing that you see, especially in high schools. And so we saw that, we liked that. But as we continued digging into exemplars, what we found was this portrait framework. And so it comes out of, I mean, I saw it in Portland School District, Napa Valley, Long Beach, a number of other districts. And I started to see it more and more in different districts. And so I wanted to research where it came from, because what it basically is the only way I can, you know, describe it is it's basically taking your graduate profile and putting it on steroids. And so it was Prospect Studios out of San Francisco. It's an all women owned design thinking firm out of the city that created this framework. Our lead that we partner with, Dr. Hovedin, she has her PhD in AI. Into like current trends as well as innovation and design thinking. And so the way that the framework is laid out is you have a student portrait. And the student portrait represents the elements of knowledge, skills, and dispositions you want your graduates to have in high school and beyond.
Okay.
Now, and I'll share kind of how the process works, but that's what the graduate portrait is. And this is kind of where it starts to level up. Then you have the adult portrait around that. And in the adult portrait, it says, okay, so if you want certain things to be true for your students, what knowledge, skills, and dispositions must the adults have to work with those students successfully?
Oh, okay.
So it identifies one of the elements of that. Mm-hmm. Then here's the next layer, is that now you take a look at the system. So then what are the things within the system that might need to change to support the adults to actualize the graduate portrait?
Okay.
And so it's the way that these circles work together. I know that we're on like a screen right now, but there is like, I have some visuals for this. I could just throw it up real quick. That's it ultimately ends up looking like. Yeah. So you have an icon that represents each element of that. So where the design thinking comes in is that you work with a variety of stakeholder groups to start kind of this process of sharing their, I guess, input, so to say, on what are those knowledge, skills, and dispositions. And you go through this process of like future studies and these different things. But ultimately, it ends up creating this, and it goes through these different versions. We had what's called a guiding coalition, so like a lead team on this that was comprised of, you know, trustees, administrators, teachers, parents, former students, current students, business leaders, city government, you know, everybody that you could imagine who were taking in the information from those stakeholder engagement sessions, creating prototypes for those elements that you saw in those icons, going back, getting more information, bringing it back. So kind of this like accordion process until we got it to where our portraits matched what our community was looking for. Yeah, so it was really a phenomenal process. I mean, again, having students involved, parents, former parents, you know, anyone you could think of within our community was involved in the process. And as far as we know, it's been the most, extensive stakeholder engagement process the district has done in decades. So it's something that we're really proud of and feels like it truly represents what our community hopes for our schools.
Gotcha. And that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing, because if you have community engagement, it makes your job easier, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. When you think about a vision, setting it at that, you might wonder why 2036. Well, 2036, you know, setting a vision 10 or 12 years out allows people to become more creative, allows people to dream bigger. So if you set it like 3 to 5 years, people really hold back. And so, we definitely saw that dreaming big when it came to our vision.
And it's really interesting that you say that too, because at Lighthouse, we use the EOS Entrepreneurial Operating System for our company. And we're actually working on goals for Q2. I actually had 2 meetings today that were our HR department and our recruiting department. And it's the same kind of thing that you're talking about. But we did the 1 year, then we did the 3 year, and then we had a 1 year and a 5 year. And then we've just kind of moved that 5 year up as we've gotten every year a little bit. But we also have a 10 year, which is the one where, like, if we could have and do anything, let's dream as big as we can be. And then the amazing thing that happens when you do that, and I think this is what you're getting to, I don't mean to preempt you, is the fact that, wow, you know, last year we had the year before we had 2,200 kids, which isn't a small amount. Last year we had 2,700. We were a couple short.
That's great.
But that was our goal. We are over 2,200 kids right now. And our goal is 5,000. And so, you know, it's like you get people to see the vision and to dream big and to move in that direction. And it's incredible. So I totally am on board with what you guys are doing. And I get it. I totally get it. So
Yeah, very no, cool. I appreciate you sharing that. I think it really highlights the, you know, kind of, I think we have so a lot of alignment here. Like you have that long-term vision, but mm-hmm. then you have your strategic plan for that, like yeah. 3 to 5 years. And
yeah.
and that was an important component after this, because you saw, I mean, this, if anyone went on our website, like the documents associated with our vision, they're like very polished, very I mean, it's, you can like very well done, right? Right. And it looks great, but a vision, yeah, it's neat, it looks cool, but at the same time, it doesn't do anything if it just sits on that piece of paper right. on your website.
Yeah.
So oh, yeah. what our job, yeah, was really to form this team and build a strategic plan to then outline, so the for the first 5 years of the vision, here are the steps we're going to take towards it. And we have metrics and reporting timelines, and so we're pushing out that at the same time as well. So it really aligns with what you're talking about.
Are you struggling to keep speech therapy fully staffed or tired of high turnover? You're not alone. At Lighthouse Therapy, our speech language pathologists are seasoned professionals, and most of them have over 16 years of school-based experience. They're not just qualified, they're consistent, relational, and results-driven. We offer three flexible delivery models: virtual therapy, hybrid therapy, and in-person therapy. It's speech therapy done right for you and your students. Learn more at lighthouse-therapy.com/brighter together. Yeah. And you know, you're going to implement things, and then you're going to look at it and go, okay, we met these goals, and then, but we missed here. So how do we fix that? How do we make that piece? And then what's next? What's the next quarter going to look like? What's the next year going to look like? You know, you just keep, and as long as you got everybody going in the same direction, which it sounds mm-hmm. like you do, you got your whole community behind you. That's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And the kids are the ones who are going to win, right? You're going to exactly. have better graduation rates, right? Fantastic.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow. So so you're implementing, you're starting, this is your first year, mm-hmm. 2025?
It is. So this is the first year. So our strategic plan is 2025 through 2030. And mm-hmm. then we have 2 to 3 times per year that we're reporting out in those metrics to show progress towards it. And the way it interacts with the vision itself is, remember I talked about the system portrait? Like those elements mm-hmm. of the things that we can actually change, the levers right, of change right, right. to actualize. So the entire strategic plan is grounded in each element of the system portrait. So we took each gotcha. Element, okay, what do we want to do here? What does that look like? Now let's backwards map it. So it was a great process to go through, and we had a diverse group of staff working with us on it. And it's, yeah, rolling it out, and even having my next meeting after this is directly aligned to the strategic plan. So
fantastic. So yes. So professional development, I'm assuming, for your teachers. How is that? How are you, is that the first one of the first steps, or did that already happen as well?
Yeah, you know, there's a variety of things when it comes to professional development. When I came on board to the district, I took a look at the budget, and 0.25% was dedicated to professional development. The district was in a challenge in terms of, you know, budget and just overall yeah. like fiscal strain. And so one of the things that, you know, I talked to the board and the community about was, if we really want to see significant change with our students, we need to empower our staff with the tools to make those changes possible. And so I went to the board and said, let's dedicate 1%, just mm-hmm. 1%. I mean, 1% of the school district budget dedicated to professional development from this point forward. And that's been the case ever since. And so the way that we look at professional development, it's actually a multi-layered approach to PD, because we know that different teachers are in different places, and different mm-hmm. students and teachers have different needs. So it's this framework that we've used for a variety of different initiatives. And so again, we're implementing it this year with a set of initiatives that are linked to the vision portrait, but really using that framework of the multi-layered approach to PD.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. So what is your ultimate goal? Like what at the end of 2036, where is Larkspur going to be?
That's a great question. I think Larkspur is going to be in a place where our kids are confident. Our kids are definitely confident going into high school, right? And our kid, like mm-hmm. If you looked up our, you know, test scores and student outcomes, like they're very positive. but not every single student, right? So like in 2036, I would want majority, if not all students going to high school, confident that they're equipped with the skills that they can name, they're going to make them successful in high school and beyond. I also really take a look at, like, we survey and engage with our families a lot. So I want, like, I want the survey data to be off the charts in terms of parent satisfaction, student satisfaction, teacher and staff satisfaction with everything happening in the district, right? And so I want us to be an outlier district. I want us to be that district that has innovative practices, that, and we do have those innovative practices. And now how do we share those, right? How do we continue to innovate, share those practices and scale up? Because every student deserves high quality education. And yeah, so absolutely. If we can be a part of it anyway, I think that's great. You know, I kind of look back to the whole COVID thing. I was happy to, you know, take the COVID times. Everybody was so busy, especially working in schools. But to sit down with, you know, Learning Policy Institute and California Collaborative of Educational Excellence and really like unpack what we were doing with the hopes that that would serve as a toolkit to help other school districts.
Right.
That was where, I mean, that's like we're in it for all the students, not just the ones in our district.
Yeah. Love that. I love that. That is the thing that I have seen over and over and mentioned. It's been a theme today, too, as I've talked to people, to other people that I talk to. And it's just like none of the people that I talk to are like, this is mine. Don't take it from me. Every single leader in education is so amazing and willing to share what they've learned, their knowledge, where they've been successful, where they failed. Mm-hmm. You know, just it's just astounding to me that, you know, just the collaboration and the willingness to just be out there. You know, almost any other industry, it's like, nope, this is proprietary. You leave it alone. You can't have it. Right. You can't see it. Right. And that's totally not what happens in education. And it's fantastic. It's just beautiful. I'm so proud of you guys.
Yeah. No, it's a great space to be in, you know, and it's one of those things where, again, all of us got into this career to support kids. Mm-hmm. And it's not just a certain group of kids, it's all kids.
And you have Silicon Valley in your backyard, literally in your
pretty
backyard.
Close. Yep. Yeah.
Which is, you know, the other thing, when I asked you that question, I was also thinking, boy, we're at the infancy, you know, of AI, but it is, I mean, and it's probably, some people would say maybe it's been born and it's a toddler. I don't know. I'm not the expert in AI for sure. And it's cool. I'd love to talk to that woman that has her doctorate in AI. Wow. What amazing thing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Fascinating.
But it's just going to continue, right? What's it going to be like in 2036? You know, that's 11 years from now. What's school going to look like then? You know, how many of the things that we have and the way we teach now, you just have to. Schools have got to adapt. And I know you guys are, absolutely. But it's just... Because it's like there's so many of the things that, and I've had people say, well, the basics are still important. And yeah, they absolutely are. But you got to teach kids how to think, you know, because.
You do. And I think that's one element, like when I think about our, you know, system portrait itself, it's that dynamic and engaging learning experiences. And also like the critical thinking aspect was you know, highly, you know, evident in this. And so. Think that leads into some of these technology advances that we're seeing, including AI, which is actually, that's my next meeting. So when I think about, when I said, hey, I'm, you know, going to be doing work directly associated with 2036, it's because my next meeting is really with our AI leads throughout the district. And we've just started that this year. We had an inquiry group last year. We partnered with a expert, his name is Henry Jin. He's a Harvard and Berkeley grad and has a startup in San Francisco, and he's awesome. And so we've been working closely with him to, you know, as an admin team and then out to teachers. And it's been a really amazing experience. And it's just, again, nice to have people like that in your backyard.
Yeah. Yeah. And forward thinking, you know, you guys, obviously you guys are very forward thinking, and you have to be, because I graduated 40 years ago. The high school that I graduate doesn't look anything like high school 40 years right. later. It just is, it's, and even 20, I mean, you don't even have to go back 40 years, mm-hmm. go back 20 years. And it's just, it's astounding how much, you know, technology and, you know, even when I graduated with my master's degree, you know, the internet was just like, that's a thing. I remember there's mm-hmm. this thing called the internet, you know, and no, AI wasn't even, AI was science fiction at that point. It was just science fiction. And here we are.
Absolutely. And here we are.
And here we are. So fantastic. Okay. So I have one more question for you.
Sure.
And you can't say money because everybody wants more money. We all need more money.
Okay.
So if you could miraculously solve one problem that you have right mm-hmm. now in your world, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
Just, it's gone.
Equity
it's
gaps.
Fixed. You need equity gaps.
Equity gaps.
Beautiful.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Like that's our number one goal in the district. That's the number one, I think, through line that I've seen throughout my career is equity gaps in terms of achievement, in terms of engagement, in terms of belonging. If we could solve that, I think we'd all be in a better place.
Amen. That's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, Brett, where do people go if they want to find your strategy mm-hmm. and talk to you about this amazing process?
Yes, the best place to go is lcmschools.org. That's our website. And you'll see right when you get to that homepage, you'll see where our vision is. Again, Prospect Studios was our partner right out of San Francisco. So good place
awesome.
To be.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Well, thank you, Brett, for your time. Thank you for
thank
your
you
vision.
So much.
And thank you for what you're doing for your kids. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.